Hey ladies, I was just writing an Instagram post about a realization that I had in my embodiment practice this morning, and as I write it, I basically ran out of space to write, and I'm like, oh, that's a sign I need to record a podcast episode. And so I always carry my little mic with me, and this has worked for me so well. Like this week, it was this week actually, I had a day where I recorded 4 episodes in a row because the inspiration hits and I feel so powerful about and so passionate about a message that I just go and record, you know. And it works so well for me in comparison to what I was doing before in my content creation journey. By the way, that episode, Struggles with Content Creation, I've gotten so many messages about this episode from women who are like, oh my God, yes, this resonates so much. No one's talking about it. So if you haven't listened to that and you're a content creator, I think you're gonna really like it. Anyways, so I'm like, got up, plugged in my thing, and okay. So I had a massive realization this morning in my embodiment practice. I do a feminine embodiment practice every day for a minimum 5 minutes. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen about 4 or 5 times a week. And this is a practice that I teach all of my clients as they join the Claim program. And now I'm going to teach it to all of my female entrepreneur clients that are joining my mastermind as well. And once a week, I do a 45-minute flow practice, which I've done today. And you know, it works so interesting because I didn't have like an agenda. I never have, not never. Sometimes I do have a specific thing that I'm working on. Either I'm like releasing something or magnetizing something. But a lot of the times it's simply just sensitizing, which is what it was today. And it's so interesting how these revelations come. Well, I've had a lot of revelations in these long practices, long embodiment practices, but many different things. And it's interesting how the answers come when you least kind of expect them. But you for the answers to come, and this is where I am diving into now, you know, like I'm done with fucking formulas, I'm done to listening to men. I'm like, what does Anna want? What feels good to me, you know? And it's a very like nebulous and really scary place to be, because there's like no path ahead of me and there's no light. Like I can't see far away. I can only see like the next step, and it's like really weird. But you got to trust the journey. So that's what I'm doing. And so anyways, you know, sometimes the answer actually comes to me. If you want the answers to come and to come from you, from deep down inside of you, that's why I'm learning, you have to create space for it. Because if there is no space and you're constantly running around, like what I was doing, I did not have time to listen to myself. And instead, for those 2 hours that I could cultivate my personal practice, be in my personal practice or be somewhere where I can be with my thoughts and my feelings, instead I was jumping on mastermind calls every week, listening to others and asking questions about what should I do. You know what I mean? So, and we can still be on mastermind calls and doing that, but it depends on what kind of a call are you. Are you on a call where you're asking what to do and they tell you what to do and you go and do it and come back, so it's kind of this like feed me? Or are you on a call where it's actually coaching / mentoring, but more coaching? And are you on a call that has embodiment elements in it, especially for women? Anyways, so in this whole journey, as you know, my question and my goal is to build my business and get to a certain revenue number to begin with, $1 million to begin with. Holy shit, what abundance mindset I've cultivated, right? But build that business in a way that feels good, right? And be very profitable, obviously. So that's what I'm exploring. I'm done with the masculine way, burning out, all the formulas, marketing, bros, like all the bullshit. I'm done with that. And so I've been exploring these, like, so I'm writing every morning and I've been exploring these concepts, right? Like, how do women do it? And then I stumbled upon concepts of like feminine economy, feminist economy, feminized economy. So like, or like feminist marketing, like if you put feminist in front of any business term, like economy, marketing, business, like you lost me. What the fuck does that mean? Feminist marketing. Like, I don't know. Feminism is just like, let's... Women are equal to men. I don't know what you're talking about. Anyways, whatever. I'm not going to go into that. Once I'm still deep into research, but like, I already see quite... I already see problematic things. For example, and again, girlfriends, this is an episode that's going to go in all kinds of different directions, and I promise you that I'm going to tell you my realization. I'm hoping that it's going to help you as well. So, one thing about like feminine economy and values and principles, there's this woman, I probably shouldn't say names. Yeah, I shouldn't say names. Anyways, there's this woman who came up with this concept of, I think it's like feminine economy or something, written books, blah, blah. And she has this chart, right? And she has, so imagine on the left, and if you Google it, you'll see it. On the left, a circle says feminine economy, and there's all these arrows of values of the feminine economy, and it's like yellow and colorful. And then on the right, there's like masculine economy. And masculine economy is all like grayed out and says American capitalism. So feminine economy, she write, that's what the image shows. It shows that it's like empathy, nurture, cooperation, regenerative practices, team, like everything that's amazing and great, right? Like how we all want to feel, yeah? People over profit, things like that. And then on the right, which is masculine economy, American capitalism, there's, and it's all gray, obviously, super negative, and it says, competition, profit over people, ego, materialism, consumption, blah, blah, blah. So all of these really shitty things that obviously no one, well, women and a lot of men don't want to live in. So I read that and I look into that and I'm like, this is not correct. Like, that's not the right way to think about this. And this woman, like, written books and I'm like, okay, first of all, you do not understand, probably. I'm sorry. I want to be very respectful because obviously, like, this person has done a lot of work, probably written books, all that, right? But first of all, the problem with that is that feminine and masculine now gets labeled as good or bad. So it's very clear that now feminine economy is good because it has all these qualities, and masculine economy is bad, and it's American capitalism. There's a lot of problems here. First of all, feminine and masculine are not like good or bad. They are energies that are present in all humans, in all cultures, in all economies, in all societies. Like, it's two sides of the same coin. So for example, you know, what this drawing is labeled as masculine, therefore bad, for example, efficiency and speed, that in itself is not bad. Ego in itself is not bad. Or like, okay, profit over people, like there's some things that I agree, okay, that's not okay, right? But the thing is that you can't put masculine and equate it to negative or bad. There's a lot of problems with this way of thinking. Everything that's happening today about masculinity is toxic. Like, how do you think men think about this? Like, first of all, okay, do you think men want to live in a feminine economy? Like, if we're going to create change, which, you know, this woman's and the movement is all about, like, change. Okay, if we want to create change, ladies, we need men on board. Like, half of the population needs to fucking come on board. And I'm telling you right now that men are not going to go, like, yeah, let's be in a feminine economy. Men are not going, yeah, feminist marketing. Men are not going to go, sisterhood economies. Like, no. And if you make masculine inherently bad, men are not gonna, like, what? Like, where's this coming from? You know what I mean? You can put American capitalism, like, if you put American capitalism in there with all of these negative descriptions, okay, yeah, sure, I agree. Yeah? But do not call it masculine. Because masculine is all about achievement and direction and go, go, go. And it's like a mountain, right? Feminine is all about movement and flow and chaos. It's everywhere. It's more nurturing. It's leaning back, right? So, like, any human needs both. Every economy needs both. Like, feminine, if I were to describe feminine economy, Well, actually, I don't imagine a feminine economy. It's just like, let's do flower crowns all day. You know what I mean? Like, if it's all about flow and that's what feminine economy is. It's all about flow and chaos. And let's just wake up and do what we feel like all day, every day for the rest of our lives. Masculine economy is all about, let's just get up and go and do shit all day, every day. You see how both of these are not sustainable? So we need both. And obviously depth first, structure second, which is feminine first, masculine next. Yeah, so for this to be holistic and sustainable long term, it has to work this way. But it's all two sides of the coin. Economy, to thrive in any economy, you need feminine values and you need masculine values. So please don't call it masculine, because it's disrespectful to men. And by the way, there's plenty of men who do business and lead in well, this woman called feminine ways, but lead with, I don't want to call the heart, but lead and do business in integrity. So, and then there's this whole idea of fucking capitalism that I see everywhere, like, oh, capitalism. Like, capitalism is not bad. Like, if you think about capitalism and what's the, depends on your definition of capitalism, right? Like, capitalism from the Oxford Dictionary, well, I should pull it up and I literally should do another episode about this, but it's just the organizing of the economy where the land is owned by owners for something like private ownership for profit. It's an organization of the economy, culture, so on and so forth, of private ownership for profit. There's a huge group of people today that is like, capitalism is bad. Okay, do you have any suggestions? What's another way? Do you want to go socialism then? Because if you don't want private land or private ownership and you don't want profit, then that's basically socialism. Welcome to Stalin times. And I know what I'm talking about because I grew up in a post-Soviet republic, and that's fucked up and it doesn't work, obviously. So it's like, let's not vilify capitalism. So here's how my mind works, right? I'm like looking at that and I'm like, okay, I need to do some research about capitalism. Like, what does it mean? I need to do some research about economy. Anyways, girlfriends, I apologize. There was a detour. So now back to my realization. But what I'm sure, this was useful. Okay, I promise you, it's all going to make sense. How my mind works, yeah? It's really interesting. Maybe your mind works this way too. Let me know, because I feel like I'm a bit of a, what is it? Do I fucking have ADHD? I don't think so. Anyways, so I'm sharing all of this with you because the realization that I had this morning in my embodiment practice is we needed to know that for context, because I sit there and I think about, okay, how do I do this? How do I lead a business in a feminine way? How do women build businesses in a way that feels good to them? Because clearly the masculine way doesn't feel good. And when I say masculine, it means go, 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 do, do, do. I'm not vilifying it, but it doesn't work for us. I'm not saying it's bad, right? I'm saying it doesn't work for me. There's a difference. So this morning when I did my 45-minute practice, it landed in my body where I realized, oh my God, how we lead, how we create, build businesses that feel good and that generate a lot of cash or whatever cash you desire, right, is it has to come from fullness. So I had this, like, I was lying on the floor and I was moving. Even when my three-year-old came in and, mommy, give me your phone. Whatever, I was just still moving in there, and I was feeling like this liquid gold, like this expansion in my body, this freedom, this joy, this passion about my work and about my message and about what I'm here to create and do and explore, and excitement. So what I see is, you know, for a woman to be successful in business in a feminine way and to build it in a feminine way, and look, I'm speaking for myself, and I'm actually really curious what you think about this. And by the way, I wrote in my Instagram post that it, for many of you, or I don't know, this kind of realization or what I'm saying might be like really obvious and kind of common sense. But for me, there's a difference between something, understanding something in your mind and in your brain, and for something to really land in your body. if you have done embodiment work with me or with somebody else, you know what I'm talking about, right? Like, what I'm sharing with you now, well, Anna, duh, of course, you know, if you want to build the business, you got to be passionate about it, duh, something like that, right? Like, I understand it mentally, but until this morning, it hasn't landed in my body, yeah? And so I realized that, so the big realization is that everything that I do in my business, from marketing, like, you know, posting Instagram posts, creating content, sending invitations to prospective clients, doing discovery or sales calls, holding meetings, doing your numbers, blah, blah, whatever. It has to come from a place of fullness. What does it mean to be full? It means to be excited. It's the opposite of emptiness. And I'm sharing with you, obviously, from my personal experience, because I've burnt out, right? For 4 years, I was like a fucking workhorse. There was not a lot of fullness, I can tell you, in my body. I mean, at times it was, but I've just literally, I was running on empty for like 2 years, for the last 2 years, right? And it's like, and this is where it becomes hard. And this is where you're feeling like you're pushing, you know, something against a tall mountain, right? So what I have not done, which is my mistake, and which we should all be doing, is not like, okay, what's the tactic here? How do I create this funnel? How do I launch this? Do I launch a wait list or not? Blah, blah. You know, all the questions, that all the tactics, like the masculine doing thing. The first thing is to, our job as feminine essence women who want to build businesses that feel good, that are profitable, that create a lot of money, our first priority has to cultivate that fullness within our bodies. And if we are expressing, and I'm actually like, so I started following many different people and working with some women who really embody that. And I've been in their presence on a few calls, so we just started. I'm someone who, I don't know if you resonate with this or not, but I very quickly embody like codes from different people. And my astrologist told me that for me especially, but probably for everyone, but especially for me, working with mentors is extremely important, and we got to choose our mentors very carefully. So because I was following mostly men, and my mentors for the last 4 years have been mostly men, my first mentor actually in business was a woman who I learned my coaching certification and then like coached with her, blah, blah, which I think set up a really good foundation for me. And then I got sucked into the masculine world and all the men and everything, and I started learning and embodying their way of doing things. And again, if you listen to my previous episodes, you'll know that I am so grateful. In fact, I don't think if I change anything, because to be honest with you, and obviously, like, I wouldn't recommend it to anyone to like burn out, but you know, it showed me what's possible when you just fucking go like a train, right? Like, it showed me that you can have a million, you can build $1 million business and get to that number in your second year. Like, what? You know, when I was on a call with this guy who was telling me, oh yeah, you'll be making 50K a month. I was like, no fucking way. And then we got into the program, and then we started advertising. In 6 months, we were making 50K. I couldn't fucking believe, I was just sitting there with string and being like, how, right? And that's the power of mentorship. Like, when you are with someone who can tell you that's all possible and that's all easy, that's amazing. So anyways, I'm grateful for that, right? But now it's different. I don't want to do it that way. I know what's possible and I know I can achieve it again, but this time I want to make it different. So our job as feminine essence and feminine leaders and business builders is to cultivate that fullness day in and day out. That's the first thing. And when we're not feeling full, we have to ask ourselves the question, what's not right here? And sit with that. And really work through that and embody that and release that in an embodied way. Embodiment is extremely important here. Because if we don't do that, our body continues to store frozen tension. and then we're like, we basically disregard it and we keep going, right? So that's our work. Because a woman who is full, she's magnetic. It actually goes back to the same principles that I was teaching and still teaching in my client program about dating and relationships, right? It's like when you're in your feminine fully, how do you show up on a date with a man? Right? Like, you let him lead. You know who you are. You're playful. You are magnetic. Everybody wants to be around you, right? And everybody in business, then everybody wants to buy from you. Because you're like so solid and embodied, and you come from a place of fullness. You're not there to fucking prove anything to anyone. You're not there, like, I remember, you know, when we had like revenue goals, right? I'm like, fuck yeah. Like, what? You know, when you get into your masculine energy, you're like going to work and you're walking fast and you sit down and you start like messaging everyone, like booking discovery calls, like crazy, launching emails. Like, you're in that space, and that space is, I mean, you can be still full. Like, well, if you're empty and you're doing that, it still might work. Like, it worked for me, right? But there's so much misalignment. And so when you're full and you're doing that, because you still need to get shit done, sister. You know those coaches, they're like flower crowns and eating honey all day, and they're like, just magnetize, just feel. And I'm like, how much money are you making a month? She's six figures a year. Yeah, I've done that in a month. I'm needing something more here. And you know, like, I, like, honestly, even getting to six figures a year from your own business and from your own coaching, I think is such an important milestone. But like, for me, I've done that in a month. So for me, it's like new ceiling. So anyways, I hope this was helpful. And if it was, again, please message me on Instagram. You can find me at Anna Roa. Let me know, send me a little voice note. I love receiving your voice notes. And also, I was thinking, hey, I should ask you two more things. Well, if you feel like you want to support me or this work or whatever, leave a review for the podcast and also send it to a girlfriend. You know, do you know a girlfriend who needs to hear this, who has a business, who's like struggling, blah, blah. But this realization for me that it has to come from fullness. And obviously it's not going to be that all the time, but it's almost like I made a commitment to myself that my first job is to make sure that I'm full. And this can come in various ways, in various practices. And it's probably related to different seasons in our lives, right? But that is the most important thing. All right, bye.